Dear people, today we celebrate the feast day of who we call the North American Martyrs, 17th century Frenchmen who came from France to Canada to bring our beautiful Christ, the beautiful one, our bridegroom, to the native people there, to the Hurons, Iroquois, and Mohawks, and they were all martyred. That is basically the second quarter of the 17th century, 1625 to 1650. We're celebrating seven martyrs today. The two most famous is Saint John de Brébeuf, if that's how you pronounce it. I'm German Russian, not French. And Saint Isaac Jogues. The church has we priests and deacons and those who've made the promise of the breviary. The church has us read today on the feast day of the North American Martyrs a beautiful passage from St. John de Brébeuf's spiritual diary, his own personal diary. And the first line grabbed me this morning, and I want to share that with you. His first line is this: "For 2 days now, I have experienced a great desire to be a martyr." So this beautiful man, for 2 days now, I have experienced, listen, he didn't say, "I have fabricated, I have willed this, I've made this happen, I got myself to be a martyr." For 2 days now, I've experienced a desire in my heart, a great one, to be a martyr. Everyone, when we examine our lives, I'm afraid we can so often just focus on our choice and the choices we make. And of course, that's important. Huh? That's where we choose God or not in our free choice. But so much of our choices, lack thereof, for good or for evil, is about something prior, and that is desire. Sometimes our choices lack so much because we lack desire. A few weeks ago, a man came to me and thanked me for making their home and his mornings so much more enjoyable. And I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, my little daughter who goes to the school here isn't a morning person, and getting her out of bed can sometimes be a real, real sort of act of Congress. But this week, every day when I got downstairs, she was already dressed with her backpack on, sitting waiting for me." I said, "Well, what's the difference?" "Well, she served this week. She was so excited to serve, she was up and ready without us asking anything. She couldn't make that choice 1 week because of lack of desire, and now this week it's easy." The secret to becoming holy, there's a lot of them, is to understand that I can go to the heart of Christ for desire. The first step in getting me to make a choice I need to make to be faithful to Jesus is to have the desire to make that choice. And I can go to the heart of Jesus for that desire. The first grace he gives is the grace of desire. In fact, some church fathers, you know what their special title is for the Holy Spirit, for you dear people of the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit? With a capital D, their name for the Holy Spirit is desire. Before Pentecost, they had no desire to suffer. They had no desire to evangelize. They had no desire to be martyred. They had no desire. And then they received the Holy Spirit, and it all changed. Let us make sure we are not trying to conjure up our own desires, and we go to receive them from the heart of Christ, who is filled with every desire we need.